on Phoenix 98FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Croft & Coates, also known as Matt and Dan Purcell Thompson. Croft & Coates are from London and they're an acoustic duo who incorporate tight harmonies and a blend of indie and urban. The duo have been receiving fantastic reviews for their music, been warming up in the studio, and they are brilliant. The new single I Did is out on the 27th of April, along with their debut album, which is called Symmetry. Have I said that correct?
Yeah.
Yes! Great to meet you both. You sound amazing.
Thank you very much.
Didn't ask you which one is which.
I'm Matt, I think.
You could be you just could be lying. Exactly, I don't know. I've just come back from the USA.
I have. I just come back from San Antonio in Texas. My lady.
Yeah.
You know, that's a bit... Yeah, actually, we both actually have American girlfriends, actually.
Oh, so, really? Yeah. They're not sisters, are they?
No. Sounds very twinny when we say it, like, we both have American girlfriends. It's just a massive coincidence.
So who was it out of both of you, Matt or Dan? Which one discovered music first?
I think we discovered it at the same time, really. We're always into, like, the same music. Any band we'd be into, we'd both be kind of like miming along to it together. Yeah. We always used to listen to music in my dad's car.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That was a nice song. So, but I think I originally started playing the piano, and then he joined in. He wanted to learn as well, and he got better than me. So I started to get frustrated, so I just stopped. So I picked up the guitar, and then he did again.
And he just copied you.
I'm just copying everything he's doing.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You started off solo, so you were singing, and then we were just kind of messing around, like singing,
pretty much. Songs. I mean, we both got inspired individually first. I think I discovered somebody called John Mayer, and John Mayer,
so have I.
Before John Mayer, music was just something that was in the background and it was in movies and stuff, but as soon as I heard John Mayer, I was like, I want to learn how to do that. And you got inspired by Ray Charles.
Ray Charles was my person that kind of really got me wanting to do it, like, seriously.
But then as a duo, when we first heard Simon and Garfunkel, because before Simon and Garfunkel we were singing, I said, I'll sing this line, you sing that line. And then we heard Simon and Garfunkel and heard the harmonies, and we were like, we should be doing that. And I think the harmonies is a big part of our sound. We looked up who inspired Simon and Garfunkel, and it was the Everly Brothers. And obviously we're brothers as well, and then it was just like this massive click. And we're like, okay, modern Everly Brothers, let's try and go for that.
Do you have a twin thing? People must always ask you, do you have the twin thing? When you finish other sentences, or you just know stuff?
One weird thing I can confirm is there are times where there'd be silence and then one of us would just sing something at the exact same time. Nothing serious, but like we would just get like a song from our line. Do you know how you just like hum songs to yourself or you sing songs to yourself? We would sing the same line of the same song at the same time. So like that's pretty weird. Yeah. And then we'd look at each other and be like, oh.
But we can confirm to the listeners, we can't read each other's minds.
Not yet.
If I get punched, he can't feel it.
Unless you punch me.
We can try. We can maybe try that after the show. See how that works.
We'll see how that works.
When you sit down to write songs, do you sort of sit separately, or do you go, right, let's write a song, or do you come up with a riff or lyrics, or do you both sort of spark off as soon as you start playing?
When we first started off, I think it was 2013, it was an absolute nightmare. Like we started, because like I was speaking about this the other day, because when you're writing a song, I feel like it's like a blank canvas when you're doing when you're painting something, and when you're by yourself, you can paint it exactly how you want to paint it. But where if you've got someone there jotting little of their things on it, it's not how you like it, or it's not how you want it. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's positive. But there were so many ideas that we were doing where it's like, oh no, I don't like that. And we would start arguing about it a lot. So we were like, look, I'll write my songs, you write your songs, and then we'll come together and do it how they wanted to do it. And then ever since then, and then there's certain songs where we put our own, get our input.
Yeah, like once every 20 songs, we'd have a song that we co-wrote it would work perfectly. And then we try it again, and it just doesn't have the same kind of energy, I guess, as it did before. Sometimes it just flows out, but
we're getting there.
And what about the lyric inspiration? What sort of things do you write about?
Oh, it could be anything. It could be a particular mood I'm in, or something I've just seen, or something. I remember writing a song. I think I just had a massive argument with him, and I had all this anger. I was like, I need to do something. So yeah, it can come from anything, really.
What song was that?
I'm not going to tell you that.
That's the thing, you upset a musician, next minute they've written a song about you, it's too late.
That's part of the deal.
Even if they become friends afterwards, you never want them to come to that gig when you're doing that song. Yeah. Okay, that's a nice song, who's that about? You don't want to know. Now, you're going to do a song called Little People. Who wrote this?
This is actually one of the co...
This is one of the this is one of the rare co-written ones.
Yep.
Yeah, it's probably our favourite song of ours. Yeah. It just means so much to us. Especially in this... It's all about, like, nostalgia and kind of growing older and stuff. And
how old are you, by the way? 21?
23.
Oh, my God, you're young! What do you mean, growing older?
Especially into this kind of awkward transition into, like, adulthood. The lyrics are starting to mean more and more to me now.
Yeah.
So it's become our favourite.
I wonder if there's going to be any listeners going, oh my God, shut up, you're 23.
Yeah, there will be people out there very angry, probably coming to the window in a minute and sort of, you know, just look through.